Panama Coffee Show in Las Vegas with Emmanuel Jarvis of Carolina Vending in Raleigh, North Carolina. Emmanuel, why did you come to the coffee show?
Well, it's one of those opportunities that we have to really meet other vendors across the country, to be able to collaborate with information, learn things, trade secrets, and then in addition to that, also be able to be in a place where there's education, where it's really applicable to your business, so you can be the best that you can be.
Is your company currently active in coffee service?
Well, absolutely, yeah. We've been active for about 6.5 years now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you go to any seminars today?
I did. I've gone to a couple of them. I've gone to a tasting seminar. I've also gone to how to romance coffee, using actually chocolate as a bridge for clients that a lot of our decision makers that we run into are not coffee drinkers. And the most complicated thing or difficult thing is that when you walk into a decision maker or contact, they're not a coffee drinker. How do you portray to them the love of coffee and for them to be able to get into the decision-making process, and by using chocolate, believe it or not, is one of those ways that you can invite them into the process, into the decision-making process, and it's a bridge that you can be able to get them into that conversation and to be able to choose something of what you offer.
Okay, so you felt that was a worthwhile seminar?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay, how's business for you overall?
Man, we're blessed.
Yeah?
Business is doing really, really well. The OCS industry in general is a great industry to be in. You would think that with the recession that, you know, be going down the tubes. But for whatever reason, I think, you know, the bean counters and the suits in corporate America look at line items. And when they see coffee refreshment service, they think not even twice, but three times they have to keep that, because then they'd basically be a riot if they pull that out of their break room. So it's probably one of the most inexpensive luxuries that a corporate or business can provide their customers. And because of that, not only are they keeping it, but in some cases, they're actually increasing the quality and the variety of coffee to keep their customer and keep their customers and their employees happy.
Great. Okay, Emmanuel, thank you.
You're welcome.